जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जसुदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जसुदा जसुदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनाचारी जमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाथ श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि वो हरि वो जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। स्कंद संस्थापक आचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की। निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 38 फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 19 टू 22। सो विल चैंट ईच वर्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड देन 22nd विल डू द रिसाइटेशन। टेक्स्ट 19। अपि अंघ्रिमूले वहितं कृतांजलिं ममीक्षितासस्मितमार्दयादृशा सपत्यवध्वस्तसमस्तकिल्बिषो बूढ़ा मुदंग बीत विसंक उर्जिताम। ट्रांसलेशन। दस ही विल कास्ट हिज स्माइलिंग अफेक्शनेट ग्लांस अपन मी आज आई रिमेन फिक्स्ड विथ जायंट पाम्स फलन इन ओबिसेंसेस एट हिज फीट देन ऑल माई कंटामिनेशन विल एट वांस बी डिस्पेल्ड and I will give up all doubts and feel the most intense bliss. Text 20. Srihittamam jyati mananya daivatam dorbhyang brihadbhyang paridyapsyate thamam आत्मा ही तीर्थी क्रियते तदैव मे बंधस्य कर्मात्मक उत्सृत्यत यतः। रिकग्नाइजिंग मी आज एन इंटीमेट फ्रेंड एंड रिलेटिव कृष्ण विल एम्ब्रेस मी विथ हिज माइटी आर्म्स इंस्टेंटली sanctifying my body and diminishing to nil all my material bondage which is due to fruitative activities. Text 21. Labdhag sangam pranatam kritanjalim labdhag sangam pranatam kritanjalim मां बख्यते क्रूर तते तिरुस्रवाः। तदा वयं जन्म भृतो महीयसा नैवादृतो यो योधिमुष्य जन्म तत्। हैविंग बीन एम्ब्रेस्ड बाय द ऑल फेमस लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा, I will humbly stand before him with bowed head and joined palms, and he will address me, O my dear Akrura. At that very moment, my life's purpose will be fulfilled. Indeed, the life of anyone whom the Supreme Personality fails to recognize is simply pitiable. Text 22. न तस्य कश्चित् दैतासुहुत्तमो न चाप्रियो द्वेष्य उपेक्षैव वा तथापि भक्तान् भजते यथा तथा सुरद्रुमो यत् उपाश्रितो अर्थद। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैज नो फेवराइट एंड नो डियर मोस्ट फ्रेंड, नॉर डज ही कंसिडर एनी वन अनडिजायरेबल डिस्पिकेबल और फिट टू बी नेग्लेक्टेड। ऑल द सेम ही लविंगली रेसिप्रोकेट्स विथ हिज डिवोटीज whatever manner they worship. Just as the trees of heaven fulfill the desires of whoever approaches them. Purport: The Lord says something similar to the Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samo aham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshasti na priyah ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya maite teshu chapi aham. I envy no one, nor I am partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend and is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was as hard as a thunderbolt for those who envied him, and as soft as rose for those who understood his divine mission. Hare Krishna. So this section we are discussing, Akrura is coming to Vrindavan. Vrindavan means, Vrindavan is Solokos, Nandagaon, Barsana is also included in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is not just Vrindavan, this is only Panchakosi, this is Sodakosi. Amara Parikrama Acharya sitting here. So all these 16 crores, Nandagam, Barsana, everything is in Vrindavan. So that's why Nandagam at that time, that is also a part of Vrindavan. So he went there. So Akrura was sent by Kamsa. And till now, after the arrival of Krishna in Gokul, he appeared in Mathura, overnight got his transfer to Gokul, and after that, Kamsa in doubt and in knowing also, he started sending one by one of his selected army chief, and they were not going back, one way, no return. So, and he was sending only Asuras. So first time Kamsa send from Mathura one devotee. First time, after Krishna's appearance in Gokul, this is the first time a devotee coming from Mathura sent by Kamsa. So now Brajadevi is little worried what to do. Before all, asuras used to come, but now devotee is coming. And that devotee, because in Mathura when Kamsa became king, almost all the good people, they left Mathura. And the whole Mathura was filled with Gundagardi people, like-minded people of Kamsa. Likewise, all his friends' circles were there. But only Akrura was still there. Even though he was getting so much suffering, so much trouble from Kamsa, but still he was serving him and staying there. Because Akrura knew that my worshipable Lord is in Vrindavan, in Gokul. So, but he wants to see him because overnight he got transferred. He wants to see him at least, but he cannot go there, he cannot save anything because Kamsa is so rude, so cruel. So this feeling is inside his heart. He never speak to anybody, and always in his heart was worshipping Krishna and desiring, oh my Lord, when I can get a chance to have your darshan. Always. But externally, he was serving Kamsa, and he's a good servant, loyal servant. And he was not expecting that the day will come that he can get darshan. He was saying, let us see, if Krishna will come Mathura, then it may happen. But today it happens that Kamsa himself called him and seriously requesting him, please go to see Krishna and bring them to Mathura. So Akrura was, he was in totally in different situation. He said, how this thing happened? How I was not telling anybody I want to go to Vrindavan because I am fearful to Kamsa. Kamsa himself is sending me. So he was really praising his fortune. How can it happen? And then he is also thinking, this is the mindset devotee Akrura when he is coming to Vrindavan. So first time a devotee from Mathura is coming to Vrindavan, so what was his thinking, feeling and willing, his mindset? Very explicitly described here in this chapter 38, Akrura Manurath. When Akrura is coming from Mathura to Vrindavan, what is thinking? Positive and negative, like that. He is saying, oh, what kind of piety I have done, this, that, I am going to meet. Then immediately he is saying, no, I am follower of Kamsa, messenger of Kamsa, I am serving Kamsa, I am so papi, this, that, my Lord will not give me audience. So both the kind of thinking, though Kamsa has given him his royal Mercedes car, it's almost 350 kilometers per hour speed. But the car was not there, rath was there. That horses, they can fly like wind. So fast speed horse. And bilkul brand new golden rath. But what happened? It takes almost 12 hours to 12 kilometers. For 12 kilometers, he took 12 hours. Early morning he start, and he reached almost in evening. Whole day. How come such a high speed car, but he was not driving because he was in different mindset. The moment he boarded in the car, he was thinking, oh, what a fortunate I am, what unfortunate I am. So like positive thinking, negative, positive and negative. And he forget to drive the car. Actually the horses were so expert, they themselves brought him. And on the way, when he approaches Vrindavan, this is Gocharan Sthali, he saw the original footprint of Lord Krishna and Balaram very clearly, like a stump is shown in the Brajraj. Immediately he jumped from rath and started rolling down there. And then Brajadevi Purnamasi, this is now forget. We are thinking to do something, a devotee, you can stop something. But now he is taking shelter of Brajraj, that Brajraj which is touched by the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and Balaram, and he is rolling down in that raj. Forget. Now our yoga maya will not work on him. Our maya will not work on him. We cannot do anything to stop him. And they knew that this devotee Akrura is coming to take the life and soul of Brajamandal. All Brajavasis will be started crying because he will take their life and soul. Krishna Balaram will be taken by Akrura. But what to do? He is coming in a devotee form and taking shelter of Brajraj and like that. So let us see what he is thinking. So Akrura, when he is approaching almost to the Braj, so then he is still thinking, okay, though I am servant of Kamsa and my earning is Papa Purana, because Kamsa is Mahapapi and I am getting maintenance from him, so that is contaminated maintenance. I am serving him, I am staying with him, so all is full of contamination and sin. But my Lord is not only external. He is sitting everybody's heart, inside everybody's heart as Paramatma. So he knows internally I am worshipper of my Lord and externally I am worshipper of Kamsa. He knows that. And that is the process of real devotion. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught to Raghunath Das Goswami, he said, go back to your home and serve your parents. Behave as ordinary people as behaving. What the extra outside people they are expecting, how to behave, do such. Why you are so up, I am devotee, don't be so up. Just be a normal man. He said, but I want to, Baba, I am telling the process. Then next line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, antare nishtha bahire loka vyavahar achirena krishna tumar karivena uddhar. Chira means late, achira means you will not take long time, very soon he will take you, he will do your uddhar. If you follow the process, what? Na antare nishtha, internally you do worship to Krishna, internally, because Krishna is inside. So his devotion is internal matter, it is not external matter. And externally, you behave as the common people they want from you. The external behavior is totally different, is common behavior ordinary. And internally, I know and you know, but that's it. How much you are surrendered to me, how much you are intensely attached to me, that I know. Don't show the tinge of it to outside. If you follow this process of devotion, then no time I will bring you back. But if you do the vice versa, just like we people are doing, we are showing ourselves, we are such a serious devotee, putting nice kanthi, big tilak, choti, cloth, color cloth, and all these things externally, like coming down from Golok Vrindavan right now, downloaded right now, saved head, like all these symptoms, external symptoms. But internally, Krishna knows and I know, we know what we are. Full of black coal inside and outside, oh my God. So chakachak. So in this process, not achirena, chirena Krishna will not take. Even if take millions of lifetime, nothing will happen to us. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Goswami. So here, same thing, Akrura is thinking, though internally I am fully attached to my Lord, I am fully surrendered to my Lord, I am worshipping Him, internally, but externally nobody knows. Nobody knows. Externally I am totally follower of Krishna and His servant. But my Lord is not externally seeing anything. He is internal. He is Paramatma. So He will definitely accept me. Though outwardly I am a servant of Kamsa, but internally I am his follower. So he definitely will recognize me and will accept me. That is his doubt. Though, what is the doubt? Now, though I am follower of Kamsa, taking maintenance from him, he is sinful, I am also contaminated, taking sinful maintenance, but still, because he knew me, he knew internal things, what I am internally, he will accept me. So now he is thinking from the text 19, we will see, Api angri mule avahitam kritanjali, but when I approach him, immediately, no matter he will accept me or not, first I will do from my side, what I will do? Immediately I will fall down on his lotus feet, folding my hands, kritanjali, avahitam kritanjali, angri mule, in his lotus feet I will fall down, and then when I fall down, kritanjali definitely will look at me. Mama khita smit mardraya drisha, out of pity, out of mercy, ardraya drisha, and with smita hasya, with laughingly face, he will look at me. This looking will be full of merciful glance. You glance at me with full of mercy. And then what will happen? When I fall down at his feet, folding my hands, and he will look at me and glance me in merciful, laughing pose, what will happen? Now three things will happen. Sapadya padhvasta samasta kilbisu. Immediately, apadhvasta samasta kilbisa. Just by getting his merciful glance, the immediate effect of getting the merciful glance of Krishna is apadhvasta samasta kilbisa. Visa means the anarthas, whatever inside the, all these garbage, kachada, these visas, kilbisas, samasta, everything will be cleaned. Dhasta, dhasta samasta kilbisa, just by his merciful glance. First thing, this will happen. Then, bodhang mudang, I will get supremely bliss. I will get really bliss. Oh, my Lord is looking at me, such a glance and a smiling face. I will become so blissful by looking at this. And then, bit bisanka urjitam. Bisanka means, sanka means doubt. I will free from doubt that definitely it will happen. What is the doubt? Now he may not be accept me, definitely will accept me. That doubt will not be there. Though I am serving Kamsa, I am contaminated, I am taking the maintenance from Kamsa, but all these doubts that I am thinking negatively, that will immediately eradicated, because he is looking at me in a smiling face, in a merciful glance. These three things will happen to me. Just if I do like that, and Krishna will look at me mercifully and glancingly, smilingly. Then three things will happen. And then he is saying only that? No. Something more will happen. What? Na shruttamam gyatim ananya daivatam dorbhyam bruhadbhyam paridapsyate thamam. Paridapsyate will embrace me. Just he will glance at me smilingly? No. After a long time, after his birth, the first time I am going to meet him, I am so dear and near to him. Not only dear and near, I am his dasya bhakta. And not only dasya, I am his relative. So all three things, sruhuttamam, gyati, ananya daivatam. I am his ananya follower, devotee, and gyati, and sruhuttama. I am 100% his party, his follower. So, knowing all these three things, the I am sruhuttama, I am his relative, very close relative, and very dear most dasa, daivatam. So, considering these three, definitely my Lord will do what? Na dorbhyam bruhadbhyam praridapsyate thadmam. He will definitely, his mighty arms, big bahubhuja, he will pull me and embrace me. That he will do. And if he will do that, if he will not only looking at me mercifully and smilingly, he will pull me in his powerful mighty hand and embrace me tightly. Because I am the Suhruttama, I am Gyati and Paramadaivatam. Because I am in this way connected to him, he will definitely pull me and embrace me tightly. Then what will happen? Atma hi tirtha kriyati tadiva me. Atma means this mind, this body. Atma also this body. So this body will become tirtha. Immediately, whatever little bit contamination was there, now by glancing or smiling, whatever, everything will be samasta kilbisa, but still something will be here and there inside. But now if you touch, giving sparsa and embrace me, then whatever remnant will be also clean, fully. And not only fully clean, what will happen after cleanness? Now it will become a tirtha. Tirtha means I will become purified. This body will become purified, not only that. This purified body will be a standard, will be a medium to purify others, like tirtha. Tirtha is purified place, and anybody coming to tirtha, they are getting purified too. Tirtha is only not purified place. Anybody coming to tirtha, they are also getting purified. Similarly, Akro is telling, when my Lord will embrace me tightly, all my remaining bad things will go away, and I will become so much purified that I will become a tirtha. That means anybody come in contact with me, touch me, they will also get purified. I'll become tirtha for them. Tirtha kriyate tadeva me bandhasya karmatmaka uchchasyate. And then, because of my bad karma, because of my serving Krishna, everything is bad. Whatever bad things are there, immediately bandhasya karmatmakam uchchasyate yataha. Everything will be get eradicated, get clean. Whatever remaining things. And then in 21st, labdha anga sangam, when he will embrace me, then I will get not only glance, now I am getting the sparsa, anga sangam. Labdha anga sangam pranatam krutanjali. So when he will embrace me for some time, then he will release me, then I will come out from his embrace and stand in front of me, bowing down my head and in folded hands, and very devotional posture. Labdhanga sangam pranatam krutanjali. Mang bakhyen krura tate rusava. And then when I'll stay like that in front of him, stand, then he will definitely speak. Now he will not smile, he will not look at me, he will not embrace me, he will also speak to me. What he will speak? Definitely, because I am his relative, I am his uncle, chacha. Oh my dear uncle, my dear chacha Akrur, how are you? He will tell me that, definitely. He's thinking. That is his thinking. So he will definitely tell me like that. Oh my dear chacha Akrur, how are you? And these words emanating from the lotus mouth of Krishna, what will be the effect of that? The effect of that is, and he will address me, my dear Akrura, at that very moment, my life's purpose will be fulfilled. Just by hearing the word from Krishna's mouth, the word is, whatever words he is addressing me, because towards me, the words coming for me from his mouth, just by hearing the sound, my dear Akrura, the sound when I will hear, at that very moment, all my life's purpose will be fulfilled. Then my life's purpose will be fulfilled. That's it. That means Akrura is considering the purpose of human life is to somehow or other to be addressed by Krishna. That's it. Here three things in these three texts he said. That is the purpose of life. Do something. Somehow or other that you should always think, feel and will to approach Krishna in such a way that like Akru is doing, go towards his dham, go towards his temple, have his darshan in similar mindset, and then what will happen? You go and from your side, you offer full dandavat pranam, pranataha krutanjali, and then Krishna will look at you in, glance at you mercifully, smilingly. And that itself is an effect, three effects, I already told you. Three effects of that. You will feel bliss, your things will go out, eradicated things, and second things, what is it? Contamination will be displayed, I will give up doubts, and intense bliss. These three things will happen just by, first if we offer our obeisances from our side, this is from our job. And then if you do like that, then what Krishna will do? Then Krishna will definitely glance at us mercifully and smilingly. And this act of Krishna, immediately whatever remaining anarthas, papa, tapa, because of contamination, karma, that will also get cleansed. And that will get also cleansed. And buddhasta kilbisa, and my body will become so much purified that I will become like a tirtha, plus others. And then, not only that, he is thinking like that, then Krishna will not only do that, because I will stand in front of me with folding hand. Oh my dear Lord, first time I am coming to you, just I looked, you don't address me, so then my dear, my Lord will definitely address me, oh my Chacha Akrur. And that addressing sound, that is the purpose of life. Immediately at once, my purpose of life will be fulfilled. So in this way, Akru is teaching us that really our purpose of life is to be addressed by Krishna. And he is telling that, that naiva druto yadhik manusya janmata. And if somebody is not addressed like this by Krishna, dhik manusya janma. His manusya janma is useless. It's useless. The life of anyone whom the Supreme Personality fails to recognize is simply pitiable. Our Paratpara Guru Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada used to tell, don't always try that Krishna, I want to see you, I want to see Krishna, I main Bhagwan ko dekhna chahta hu, chahti hu. Well, forget this. Who you are? What qualification you have? Don't try for that. Then, do some activities, perform some devotional service in such a way that Krishna will come and see you. Nobody can shake him. There is no hindrance from his side. From our side, millions of hindrances, troubles are there, if we want to see Krishna. But forget that. Don't do that. Perform your activities in such a way that Krishna will see you. And if Krishna wants to see you, any troubles will be there? No. Nobody can be the trouble for Krishna. Nobody can stop Krishna. So our duty, our purpose of life is to perform our duties in such a way, whatever bhajan, pujan, sadhan, whatever doing, in such a way that Krishna will look at us, Krishna will see us and address us. We cannot approach Krishna, we cannot see Krishna, we cannot address Krishna. We don't have that qualification, that power, that nothing, we are totally beyond all this. But that doesn't mean that Krishna is not powerful enough. He can do asambhava sambhava. He can do anything. That is the power of Krishna's kripa. That is Krishna's mercy. He is so powerful. So that is the purpose of life. To somehow or other get mercy. And what is that mercy? That Krishna should see, Krishna should recognize, here is my servant. Though he is too busy, he has no time to come to me, but he is busy. So wherever you are, just inside, internally, fully surrendered and connected and serve everything, whatever we can do through our mind, whatever we can do through our body, whatever you can do through our speeches, three things I am on a vakya, you perform in such a way that Krishna will sometime address you, look at you and smile at you. That is the purpose of life. That's what we have to do. That is our course. We have to complete all these things. And if you are not doing that, dhik manushya janmata. This manushya janma is totally useless. What are you doing? We are all ahara nidra bhaya maithana. Many, many lifetimes we have finished in these four things. No. Do some things. These are, everybody is doing. Do some things extra that Krishna will also, sometimes here and there, Krishna can't see from Golok Vrindavan. He doesn't have to come to here, come here to look at you. Or he doesn't need any chasma, so powerful durbin. No. He can see from his planes trillions and billions, crores of miles away. Immediately can see. His glance is super glance. He doesn't need any powerful glance or vision. He can see. He can see from there. He can hear from there. He can touch from there. He can do everything from there. We cannot do anything from there also, here also. No, we can't do it. But he can do anything. So, just keep that power, keep that prabhava of Krishna totally in your heart. That Krishna is so powerful. He can do these things. So, my purpose is to, wherever I am, either here or there or there or there, wherever I should perform my activities through my, we have three things, my body, my words, my thinking, my mind. So in these three materials what we have, in this contaminated state, in this conditioned state, we should perform in such a way that Krishna will become merciful and will piteously glance from wherever he is and smile at us and address at us. He may address directly, he may address through his representative. He may smile or glance and address directly, he may do it through his representative. That same thing. If a prime minister personally tell you, or the government paper will come, or government stamp is there, you are getting arrested by, oh my God, this is government order now. Nobody is there. Somebody simple khaki posak aakar will deliver the paper, government order sheet. Hurry. So that is because this is powerful. Krishna himself will come, or anything, any medium, any stamped Krishna's pratinidhi, he will come and tell that. Then that's also the purpose of life. That's the purpose of life. And then he is thinking, really this thing will happen? Then in text 22 he is saying, Natasya kaschid daita sruhuttamo. Because I know, Krishna has no friend, no enemy. Unka koi no daita, no sruhuttamo, na cha apriya, na priya, dvesya upekhya baba. So exactly like Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, ki samoham sarva bhutesu na me dvesasti na priya. I am impartial to everybody. I am equal to everybody. Samaham sarva bhutesu. Na me desa na priya. Nobody is friend, nobody is enemy to me. But that is general rule. Then second line Krishna is, ye bhajanti tumang bhatya tu, but, he is putting but, na but is there. Though the general rule is there, that I am equal to everybody, I am impartial, but, na what? Na I am partial too. You are partial? Yes, of course I am partial. Too much partial. Achha? Yes, how come? Na je bhajanti tumang bhaktya. Those who are my devotees, they are performing devotional service lovingly to me. For them I am fully partial. And the example is Durvasa and Ambarish. Immediately. Durvasa was such a high grade tapasvi yogi. We are 16 round our day finish. Just attending Mangala Arati morning class, sleeping. And chanting, sinking down, doing so. That is, we are doing so much. Durvasa's practice of penance. We cannot dream even it. That Durvasa, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದುರ್ವಾಸ. ಎಸ್, ಪರ್ಸನಲಿ ದುರ್ವಾಸ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಇನ್ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ದುರ್ವಾಸ. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಸೋ ಕ್ಲೋಜರ್, ಹಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಜೋಗಿ, ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪವರ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕಿಂಗ್, ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಆರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ. ಎಸ್, ಅಂಬರೀಶ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ದುರ್ವಾಸ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸಬಕ್ ಸಿಖಾಂಗ, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಯು, ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಥ್ರೋ ಹಿಸ್ ಪವರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಅಂಬರೀಶ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಓಕೆ, ಆಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ನೋ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಮಿ, ಕಿಲ್ ಮೀ, ಗೆಟ್ ರೆಡಿ. ಬಟ್ ಸುದರ್ಶನ್ ಚಕ್ರ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸುದರ್ಶನ್ ಚಕ್ರ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದುರ್ಭಾಸ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಬಾಬಾ. ಎಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಕೃತ್ಯ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಎ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕೃತ್ಯ ಫಿನಿಶ್ಡ್. ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಅಂಬರೀಷ್ ದುರ್ಭಾಸ ಮುನಿ. ದುರ್ಭಾಸ ಮುನಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಈಸ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವೇ ರನ್ ವೇ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮಥುರಾ ಟು ವೈಕುಂಠ. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಮೈಲ್ಸ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ, ಬಟ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್. He was yogic power. He ran all the way from Mathura to Vaikuntha. All these powerful demigods, all the whatever is whom, Sudarsana, please do go away. Don't come here. Nobody helped him. Please go. Sudarsana is a servant of Lord. And he went to Vaikunthapati Bhagavan. Bhagavan said, oh my dear Brahman, what happened now? Please stop him. He's already, my back is burning. Sorry, sir, I can't help you. What? I can't help you? No, I can't help you. Are Baba, he is your... Yes, Sudarshan is my weapon, I know. But I can't help you. Why? Because I am under somebody now. You? In first verse, Bhagavad said, you are Swarat. You are totally, completely independent personality. Now, yes, these Shastras, these Sadhus, they are telling like that, but I know what I am. You know what I am? Yes, I know what I am. What you are? I am totally controlled by my devotee. Totally. I am no Swarat. Fully controlled. Dependent upon them. Yes. That is the version of Bhagavan Narayana. And true Durbhasa. So what will happen to me? I will get rid of from this fire or not? Now yes, you can, I can help you, I can tell you the formula. Now what formula? Now go back the same distance. From Vaikuntha back to Mathura again, back journey. Oh my God, to whom? Now same Ambarish. You are started from the same Ambarish. He is the powerful personality, he can relieve you, I can't help. Ahang bhakta paradhino aswatantra ivadvija. These two words Narayan pronounced. I am Paradhina and Aswatantra. This is not ordinary word. Sri Krishna is telling, Sri Narayana is telling, I am Paradhina. Fully controlled by them. And Aswatantra. I have no Swarat, independence. I don't have no Aswatantra Yodhija. So please go back to my devotee. He is controlling me. He is really independent. I am dependent upon him. So go back to. So that's what Krishna is telling here. Ye bhajanti timang bhaktya maiti te suchapi ahanti. So though this general rule is that I am equal to everybody, nobody is friend, no my enemy. Okay, that's formal rule, general rule. But that is not applicable inside my house. If I go to the main road, then I will drive left, I will always keep left. But inside my house, my courtyard, I will not follow this left-right formula. I can do anything. This is my private. So devotee is Krishna's private family matter. He said, they are my family matter. So this rule will not applicable, this general rule will not applicable there. Because they are my private matter, family matter. So I am very much partial to them. Here he is saying, I am impartial. Yes, I am impartial. But not in the case of devotee. I am very much partial to them. So now Akro is pointing out this. Because this is the nature of Krishna. For his devotee, he is always partial and is always helpful. So I am also to some extent I am a devotee, I am his dasa. From the beginning I am his devotee. Hmm. So if I am a devotee, so he will never consider me. So then saying, how the Lord, okay, you may say that Lord is Supreme Lord, he is impartial, he is equal to everybody, he can do, but you are not like that, na? You are conditioned. How can you are thinking that Krishna will accept you? Na, yes, I know that Krishna is beyond all condition, I am full of condition, I know that, but Krishna is, the example is giving Surat Druma, he is like a Kalpadruma tree. The desire fulfilling tree, he is not envious to anybody, he is not friendly to anybody. The condition is only that requires, if somebody go to the range of tree, range means he go under to the tree, he take shelter of the tree, then definitely he will get the benefit of the tree. It does not that this Kalpadruma, this desire fulfilling tree is doing partiality. No, you come, I will not give you my fruits. He will come and he will wait for. No. Anybody come to the side of tree, he will get the side. Tree is totally impartial, but it's a tree. Anybody, he is not putting any condition. Any papi, tapi, anybody, any contaminated vardha mukta, anybody come to the zone of tree, he will definitely get the result. He will get the benefits of the tree. So my Lord is like Kalpadruma. He may be partial, impartial, too much, but he is like desire fulfilling tree. Anybody will take shelter of his lotus feet, he will get the merit. Because he is a tree. He is like a desire fulfilling tree. Desire fulfilling tree is, has no enviousness, no enmity, no friend, nothing. Anybody, just you have to approach him, that's it. So like that, we have to approach him in a folding hand, in pranatanga and all that. We have to surrender ourselves. If you do from our part, from Krishna's part, don't think of even what we will do. But like desire fulfilling tree, don't think that tree will not give me shade, tree will not help me. Nothing will happen. Like tree is a tree. So my Lord is exactly like a desire fulfilling tree. He will not see your qualification. He will not see your capability. Nothing. Anybody come to the side of tree, you will get the side. So forget the consideration of your power, your capability, your quality, qualification. Forget everything. Forget everything what I am. Yes, forget what you are. What to do? Only somehow or other approach to the lotus feet of Lord. That's it. Take his shelter. If you can do that, forget whatever achara, durachara, sudrachara, or whatever. He will ask it. Apichet sudra achara bhajati mam ananya bhag sadhriva samadhyam. He will become devotee. No matter in this body, mind, words, whatever we are doing, but the only thing, that is the purpose, real purpose of life, if somehow or other we can take real refuge, shelter of Krishna's lotus feet through his proper channel, through his vanity properly, then Krishna will never think about our qualification. Never think anything. See Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was thunderbolt. He was already summoned Sudarshan Chakra. I will kill Madha immediately in spot. On the spot I will kill you. Oh Sudarshan. Sudarshan appeared. And in the same, after few minutes, the same Lord downloaded full love of Godhead to Madha. See. He can be like so powerful like thunderbolt, and he will become so merciful. That is my Lord. He is Kalpadruma. His desire fulfilling tree. Tree will not do enmity or friendship, nothing. Tree is tree. That is the nature of Lord. Then tree will not do anything. Then anybody, you are qualified, unqualified, you are pathar, or you are tree, you are man, you are whatever insect. If you just go under the tree, then you will get the cooling set. So only requirement is you have to go to the tree. That is the requirement. So our requirement, forget what qualification we have. This God, I can do this, do the other. Forget that. Whatever you are, that doesn't matter. Durvasa, Muni, सो मच पावरफुल, सो मच पावरफुल. व्हाट हैपेंड? सो द ओनली पर्पस एंड ओनली डिजायर थिंग इज somehow or other we are qualified, not qualified, powerful, not powerful. Somehow or other what you are, just try to approach the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Take full surrender, full shelter of him. That's it. Then like desire fulfilling tree has no enmity, no consideration. Anybody come to it, said, you will get the benefit, you will get the benefit of Krishna. You will get the glance, get the smiling, get the mercy, get the embrace, and he will address you, oh my dear boy, why are you so late? I am waiting you since millions of time. You are birth after birth. Now you come to me. He will embrace like Gop Kumar. So if you will be satisfied in some happiness arrangement, then forget. Krishna will become unhappy. Let's see. He is my boy and he is thinking that he will be happy there. How come he will be happy there? He is becoming there. So no. Not in this conditional, this material world, not even in another, any other adjustment. Only thing which makes us happy, if we take full shelter of lotus feet of Krishna in a proper way. And if Krishna will look at us, smile at us and address us, then that is the real fulfillment of our purpose of life. Without this, we are useless. Dhik manushya janma. If we are becoming a manushya janma. Why he is telling manushya janma? Because only manushya janma has the facility to do all these things. All others, 84 lakh species, all species they are getting ahar, nidra, bhaimut, but nobody can get the Guru Krishna Kripa. Guru Kripa. Maybe they are getting Krishna Kripa through all other maintenance, but Guru Kripa they will not get because they will not hear. Other species they will not attend class. Only human being. So if human being, if you have the manushya janma, somehow or other you get a human body and you are not attending class, Bhagavatam class, in full attention, in rapt attention, then you are, this manushya janma is fully useless, totally useless. So the only purpose and only useful use of this human body is to swarnatam swakatham punya sravana kirtanam. Fully always merge in attentive hearing of Krishna Katha. That's it. That is the only goal. Then everything will be followed. Then everything will be followed. So that's what Akrura is thinking, feeling, willing, and is going to do that. And it will happen. Definitely. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions?
Pariksha Marat, thank you so much for the wonderful class. I have a question. The later on, the pastime of Satyamva killing the Satrajit, the behavior of Akrura together with the Pratvarma, but I can little bit explain on that, because here we see Akrura is a pure devotee,
yes,
but there he is showing a different
behavior. There also he is doing this devotional service, because his Akrura, when he was coming, when among the gopis he became Krura, he got renamed, incision again from Vrindavan. What is his new name? Krura. So he got the benefit of Krura. When he was Akrura, he was that guy. But when he got initiated by the gopis as Krura, so he is dealing like that. Okay. At that time he was not only Akrura, he was Krura. Initiated name was Krura and externally Akrura. Yes. Bhaktam ko dukh dekh kare, by giving trouble to devotees, nobody can achieve any result. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gadadhar, Pandit Gadadhar, I was going to Vrindavan, but I can't. Come back, I have to come back. Why? Because you are not happy. You are crying. That's all. Even Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot fulfill his desire by giving trouble to devotees. Mane Gadadhar was kind. So if you become happily, give me, so okay, you go, then I cannot. That is statement of Lord Chaitanya. And gopis were crying like anything. Akro was taking out, taking Krishna Badam. I told her, she sarvasva haran karke ja raha hai Akro. Now Akro is coming. That we are discussing. When Akro's journey from Vrindavan to Mathura will happen, that is, oh, forget it. So far out. So far out, description. So somehow or other, now Akro is coming only. Now the real sorrow is not happening. When he will come and take Krishna Balaram away, that's it. Okay. Yes. Bolo, bolo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Edward Pranam. I want to ask you personally.
Personally?
Yeah.
Here it is impersonal. Okay.
I can ask, but if you don't mind.
Why you will mind?
Actually, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra has been taken from where?
Taken from Shastra, taken from Lord.
From which Granth?
Any revealed scripture, you can find this mantra.
Actually, I heard that this Mahamantra is like Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes, you are right. That was the mantra,
but now
it is Nama.
Yes.
Okay, but the difference between mantra and Nama.
But when we are doing that Kirtan, why we are preferring Hare Krishna first and Hare Krishna?
Listen, Adam, say.
Yeah.
The mantra is Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. But when it becomes Mahamantra, when it becomes the Nama, then it is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Okay? This is not ordinary mantra, it is Mahamantra. Okay?
So, is there any difference between
Rama Tattva
and Krishna
Tattva? Same.
Same?
Yes. Yes.
आपने अभी कहा कि लोग मंगल आरती करते हैं, लेक्चर में बैठते हैं, and they feel it's enough.
Yes.
Right. And actions are is the whole purpose is that Krishna should be pleased by it, right? That he should want to be in contact with him. So, what all things are required to be done?
Only desire. Only. Real desire from our heart is required, that's it. Nothing else. No external things.
Hare Krishna.
If there is will, there is way. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. Somebody was looking hand there.